Let's talk about something else that's more important than all of those things, and that is our proud participation in Honor Flight. Now, you may or may not know a lot about Honor Flight. Hopefully you know a lot about it by now, because we've really promoted this important program. But Honor Flight is meant to honor World War II veterans. Now, not a lot of people know this, but the World War II Memorial on the Washington Mall is almost literally brand new when you compare it to the amount of time it's been since we actually fought World War II. But the most World War II veterans never got to see the monument. In fact, we already started losing them as a generation when that monument was finished. And every day, we're losing more and more World War II veterans. And so Honor Flight is dedicated to getting as many veterans out there as possible to see the memorial that we finally built in their honor. It took us decades. I think it's a national embarrassment that it took us so long, but it's a beautiful memorial, and I know that every veteran that goes to see it is appreciative of it. And Honor Flight is dedicated to covering those expenses in a series of chartered flights, making all the arrangements. They travel with companions and doctors, and everything's taken care of.
Sure.
So they can go and see that memorial.
But it costs money, and it's expensive, and we want to make sure that the veterans that we do still have with us are able to see this beautiful monument and be honored, not just to see it, but to be honored at the same time. Joining us on the program, Mike Argyle, son of Leo Argyle, who went to the monument last fall. And Mike, your father has since passed away. And we want to thank you for joining us, because that wasn't that long ago either that your dad passed away. How much did it mean to go on that trip in the fall then?
Well, it means more even now to have been able to go on that. We had looked forward to it for probably a couple of years, and then they got the program going here in Utah. And as we signed up and anticipated going on that trip, it was really a great experience to go and to see all the preparation and such that had to do with them going. He was looked forward to it for a long time and just loved going to see it.
You know, we were chatting in the newsroom a little bit earlier. Our news director, Cheryl Worsley, remembers your dad and from the trip.
Yes.
And talked a little bit about
how cool you guys
were.
She's
about
like, you should have seen these
how
guys.
Much fun she had getting to know him. Have you got a favorite memory from the time you spent with your dad in Washington, D.C.?
I think one of the most touching ones is when we wheeled all down into the World War II monument. They brought them in one at a time, and they had an honor guard, and they had the flag ceremony, and they spent some time, you know, and you really could see the concern in their eyes, and, you know, and the brotherhood of these guys that have been around and maybe not seen that in 70 years since they'd been back and been in that conflict.
Well, and that's the amazing thing, is it's impossible to know how much this it's impossible to overstate how much that generation, your father's generation, shaped modern America. You know, before that war, we were not a world power. You know, we were a much smaller country. And your dad's generation put us on the map, and they built the modern America. And I imagine that when you were growing up, your dad's service probably was a big part of your family's identity, was it?
It was, but he didn't talk much about it.
Really?
It's only later in life he started to collect articles and memories and put together a book. And that's when he shared that with us. So really, throughout life, he didn't tell us a lot about what he went through.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. There's seems to be a lot of the World War II vets that didn't talk about the experiences that they had. He'd talk about where he went, but not really the experiences of that. And it was only later he opened up and told us more about it.
We're talking with Mike Argyle. He's the son of Leo Argyle, who was one of our veterans who was able to go on the honor flight last fall. And you were able to be one of those guardians. I'm absolutely fascinated by the idea of what it was like for you guys when you actually showed up at the airport in Baltimore. Tell us a little bit about that experience for you guys. Even though you've been waiting for this trip for a long time and it's exciting to go, then when you guys got to Baltimore at the airport, things got even more emotional.
Oh, it was, here in Salt Lake, it was really exciting. You mm-hmm. know, as we met in the hangar, and then when we landed in Baltimore, as each one of those vets came off of that plane, that airport stopped. And the people just stood there and honored these veterans that were all in wheelchairs. And they clapped and they clapped all the way down. And they shook their hands and told them, thank you for your service. And they really were good to them.
And it's so wonderful. You know, even after all these decades, for them to be honored like that, what a great tribute. This is why we love the Honor Flight yeah. so much, is it's a wonderful opportunity to honor these veterans. In the case of your dad, you know, it was just shortly before he passed away. And what a great opportunity to honor him in public like that and have everyone support. We want you to get on the phone right now and give us a ring. We've got a phone bank set up. And we would love to hear from you. 100% of the money goes straight to the expenses of actual veterans that are going to Washington, D.C. That are actually going. 575-HERO. That's 575-4376. 801-575-HERO. Please give us a call. Please pledge some money. Make a donation so that we get all the expenses for as many veterans as possible covered. Did your dad ever think he'd have a chance to go and see that memorial? I know probably at that point he'd seen it in the news when they dedicated it and as they built it. He's probably aware of it. Did he ever think he'd be able to visit?
He never mentioned that he'd like to go see it. And so when this came available, it was something that he was really excited to go back and see and to participate in, and to be able to go with all those other veterans.
How is this, and I know you've been here at KSL for a little while doing interviews with more than just us. We appreciate you staying late. But how has your experience with Honor Flight and going with your dad to see this memorial, has it changed the way that you view that generation or view veterans in general? How did it change you?
Of course, it gave me respect. A lot more respect for these men and women who really literally gave their lives and sacrificed so much back then. And it helped me to more understand about a war that my dad didn't talk about. You know, and it gave me some time to spend with him 24 hours a day and to see his face as we drove past the White House and to see the way he looked at the White mm-hmm. House and how the gold stars in the memorial and what they represented and the Lincoln Memorial, and so many of those things I think touched him.
Well, we appreciate Mike joining us. Mike Argyle, nice enough to be with us and honoring your dad, Leo Argyle, as well this evening, being able to talk more about that program. Listen, a lot of folks tuned in and maybe they don't even know what the proceeds of this campaign that KSL is right in the middle of will go to, and that is to help these veterans get straight to Washington as fast as we can, to get as many of them as we can on as many flights as we can do over to Washington, D.C. to see that World War II monument. So let's give out that phone number again. 575-HERO is the number. 575-HERO to be able to donate to that cause, to see families like the Argyles get out there to Washington, D.C. And there's a family out there who needs that kind of help. So let's get to news right now. We appreciate you being with us, Mike. Thanks for coming in and sharing for an extra moment there with us.
And thank you for your support.